with our fathers and our mothers. You know, if it weren't for the church today telling us or teaching us about how we ought to, how we honor our parents because of the heritage, the spiritual heritage, because they are provision for us, because they love us, and the gift of life that they gave us. But how do we then honor our parents? How do we respect our parents? You know, I think about how, especially these days, you know, if art is to imitate life, and we think about, you know, shows like The Simpsons, or what's the other one, The Family Guy. You know, I know some of us watch that and we laugh at it. We look at the father figures that they have portrayed in these shows, and they're not exactly really nice, are they? You know, they're really demeaning. They're really making fun of the fathers. It's actually taking away the leadership of the dad and mocking the dad. And really, what we're talking about here is this idea of honoring, again, like I said, our fathers and mothers. Because God has as an intention, a spiritual intention for fathers. He wants us as fathers today to pass on our spiritual heritage. And when our society takes that away from us, it strips us of this responsibility that we've been given, then it makes us basically non-existent. But essentially, our families then really don't need us as providers, as spiritual leaders. You know, that's why I think there's so much confusion nowadays going on about what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to have, what does it mean to be a father? You know, there's actually a whole organization in the States they're dedicated to basically helping fathers to become fathers. Because they've never been shown, you know, these men come from families where, you know, their fathers walked out on them, or, you know, they were raised up without a father, and so they don't have that sense of identity of maleness. And even in fact, even for daughters as well, that if there isn't a male present in the home, you know, daughters grow up not understanding who they are as women. They don't understand their identity. How are they supposed to relate to the men in their lives? If they don't have a father in the home. So going back to this whole idea then, God doesn't really give us an excuse to not honor our parents. Because basically what I'm saying here is, you know, or what God is saying here is, and we can take it this way, well, if our parents didn't give us a spiritual heritage, then we don't have to honor them. But God says, no, even if they didn't give you a spiritual heritage, you still ought to honor them because they provided for you. But then you say, oh, well, maybe my dad really didn't provide for us that well. Our parents didn't provide for us that well. And God says, well, okay, fine. They didn't provide for you that well, but they still gave you life. And even in that, at the most minimal level, we honor our fathers and mothers because they gave us life. That God bestowed this grace upon them that we would be a part of their lives. Now hear what God has to say when we don't honor our fathers and mothers. He says, anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. Well, that's pretty serious, I tell you. I mean, there's nothing more extreme than this idea that if you basically curse your mom and dad today, you know, God's just going to strike you down with a bolt of lightning. If anyone curses his father or mother, he must be put to death. He has cursed his father or mother, and his blood will be on his head. If a man curses his father or mother, his lamp will be snuffed out in pitch darkness. I mean, this is pretty heavy stuff. That God, it takes this so seriously, that he commands his people to honor our fathers and our mothers. But again, the promise is then repeated. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord is giving you. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. You see, honoring our fathers and mothers is so important to God because we learn a lot about how to interact with others in our interaction with our parents. As I said earlier, your parents, our parents, my parents are the first people that we learn how to relate to others from. And so if we don't then end up developing healthy relationships with our fathers and mothers that are founded on respect, our relationships may then be affected. And how does this reveal itself? You know, it could be that we end up developing an absence of trust. Because if we don't have this relationship that's built on respect, you know, we don't end up, as we go up through life, we don't end up trusting people. because we couldn't trust our moms and our dads. Maybe there's fear of conflict, maybe in your home. Maybe, you know, I hate to say this, in my own home as I was growing up, my mom and my dad fought a lot. And it kind of affected the way I related to my parents. And as a result, it affects me today to the fact that I struggle, or I fear conflict. I don't know about how many of you feel that way as well, that sometimes you don't want to have conflict with others because it brings up these really negative feelings that you have from your childhood. Other things are evident as well, lack of commitment, avoidance of accountability. You don't want to be held accountable. Inattention to results, where we put our individual needs above others. So all of these things affect us as people, as we grow up into adults, that if we don't have this relationship, with a healthy relationship with our parents, this is what could be a cause. And I'm even willing to put it out that even those of us who are adults today, that we still may have some of these issues because of the fact that we didn't have healthy relationships with our fathers and our mothers. So we need to learn a new perspective of honoring our mothers and fathers. One that is not steeped in guilt, obligation, nor shame, which can often breed disappointment, bitterness, and anger. See, if we raise our children, there's parents here, and as parents to be, because as our young people, someday you will be parents as well. Now, you have a choice. You have an opportunity to raise your children in a way that's very different from the way that the world teaches you how to raise your children. If we raise our children with this idea that their honoring us is not to do with guilt or obligation or shame, then they're free to basically go and be nurtured to develop into the person that God wants them to be. It's a real change in perspective, because suddenly now we're not just basically raising these children so that they'll end up, feeling like they have to take care of us or to meet our wishes, but rather they'll be raised up to be able to go and find themselves, to find their giftedness, to develop their strengths, and to be who God has called them to be. Essentially, God's commandment to honor our parents and mothers is one built upon this idea of grace and the promise of a spiritual blessing. And God wants us to be able to honor our fathers and mothers so that in that, in so doing, there is this spiritual blessing that comes from Him. So how do we bless? How do we live this out today? I think for our parents here, parents to be, that we remember that our blessing to our children is not the material wealth, not the educational opportunities, not the extracurricular activities that we sign them up for, but rather it's the spiritual legacy that we leave with them. I mean, if you look through the Proverbs of Solomon, Solomon is teaching his son and giving him wise words from God, teaching him how to relate to other people, teaching him how to lead people, teaching him how to interact with others. And yet we know that Solomon was one of the richest people on earth at his time. And if you read through Proverbs, it doesn't talk anything about how to manage his wealth or how he was going to pass on this wealth to his son and then expect his son to be able to take that wealth and do something better with that. That's not what Solomon taught his son. Solomon taught him to put his right perspective, which was the fact that he needed to have a relationship with God and to recognize who God was and is, and to keep the commands, the precepts that he put in so that his son would have a long and illustrious life. For us today who are children, our task is to learn to honor our parents God's way, in humility and in gratitude. Yes, we come before our parents in humility. We humble ourselves to submit. And we do that because we have gratitude. We have gratitude for what they have done, that they've instilled this spiritual heritage, that they provided for us, they gave us life. For many years, my father and I, we really didn't have the best of relationships. And it's taken a long time for me to be able to develop a good relationship with my dad. And for many years, I actually held a lot of anger and bitterness towards my father because of the fact that I just felt this intense obligation to fulfill all the expectations that He had placed on my life. And when I could not fulfill those expectations, I was then a failure and thus was not worthy in His eyes. And that's kind of how I kind of grew up that way. And I'm not telling you this story because I want you guys to feel sorry for me or anything like that. It's not that at all. It's just that was just kind of the reality of my life, and it may be reflected in yours, I don't know. But at some point in my journey as a Christian, I came to the realization that, you know, I couldn't harbor that kind of bitterness and anger anymore, because it would then affect me and my family and how my relationship to my wife and my relationship to my children. And I didn't want to carry that on with me. And as I said before, earlier on, when we talk about passing on idols, you know, I didn't want to pass on any of these false idols that my parents had passed to me so that I could pass to my daughter. And I came to a point where I realized, yes, my dad didn't give me a spiritual heritage. And that's okay. But he did provide for me, and he did give me life. And on that basis, I was able to then say, I forgive my dad, and I was able to then give him his due honor for that. And I remember sitting down with him one time, and I don't think he realized what I was doing. At some point, I don't even think I realized what I was doing. But I basically sat down, and we were having dinner, and I looked him straight in the eye, and I said, you know, Dad, I know I've never said this to you before, but I just want you to know. I said, I want to thank you for being a good provider for me, that you worked hard to be able to send me to a good school, and as a result, I got a good education and was able to do other things. My dad's not a very emotional guy, but I could tell that just for that split second, he kind of choked up a little bit, and then he just moved on, you know. And just in that moment, I knew that he knew that I loved him and I respected him, and that I honored him for that sacrifice that he made. You know, maybe for some of us today, maybe we don't have the best of relationships with our dads. That maybe, you know, we feel so discouraged again, you know, when we hear this text about honoring our parents, and we think, oh no, you know, here, you know, Pastor Sherman is going to talk about how, yeah, we need to live up to our obligations and expectations and all that kind of stuff. And I hope what I've given you today is a renewed view of this whole idea of what does it really mean to honor our parents? You know, in God's economy, in God's teaching, this idea of this honoring, as I said before, is based on those three things. You know, we want to be able to, we honor our parents because of the spiritual heritage we give us. And so I want to say to us all today, you know, how many of us today have actually said to your parents, you know, thank you for bringing me to church. Thank you for sharing your faith to me. Thank you for living out your faith to me. You know, I hope that you'll be able to do that for your parents today. And, you know, and again, I also want to say, you know, our parents are not perfect. We're not perfect. And so even if they haven't maybe perhaps lived out the Christian life as best as they could, and they made mistakes, we still want to honor them because of the fact that, you know, they provide for us. We all have a nice home to live in, your food to eat every day, your clothes to wear. And in that, you know, recognize that they provide for us all their love for us rather than hopefully not obligation. And again, as I said, the last thing is, and even if all that doesn't work out, that in the end of the day, we still honor our parents because of the fact that they gave us life. If we weren't for them, that we wouldn't be here today. You know, and God loves you. You know, God wants you to have a healthy relationship with your earthly parents, because in having a good relationship with your earthly parents, you then end up having also a good relationship with your heavenly parent. So that's what I want to leave with you today. And I hope this has been a word of encouragement for us. And I want to pray for us. And then we're going to invite the children to come. And they're going to share a word of a presentation with us today. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you again for your love and for your grace. Father, we thank you for our fathers and our mothers. And especially today, as we actually want to also take the time to just really thank you, Lord, for our fathers as well. You know, we recognize that you've placed our fathers in our lives for a reason. Even if they aren't perfect, even if they made mistakes, Lord, I pray that we would be able to come to them with a humble heart and an attitude of gratefulness, Father God. And Lord, be able to be generous and to be able to love them unconditionally. Father God, I pray for restored hearts today. I pray for reconciled relationships. If today we aren't as close as we would like, we pray, Lord, that you will make it a way that we would be able to have that relationship. And Lord, we pray that even if we have parents, we have fathers today who don't know you, Father God, we pray that you will allow us to let our light shine towards them and show them that, that we can love them as you loved us. So Father God, today again, as I pray a special blessing for all the fathers here in our congregations. I pray for fathers in the world today. You know, as the world is beating down on fathers, I pray that we as the church will stand up and be able to take a stand for the role of fatherhood that is so needed today. We ask all these things in Jesus' most holy and precious name. Amen. Come on up. All right, so at this point, we're going to invite the preschool kids and the kindergarten kids to come in, and they'll have a little presentation for us today.